speaking up and saying what you only wish you could. Here's Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it on a Thursday. Steve Gruber with you here. You can follow us at stevegruber.com. If you missed part of an interview like the one we're doing with Congressman Wahlberg right now, you can, of course, go to stevegruber.com, jump on the podcast powered by Podbean. You can find us on Spotify. Follow me on Newsmax. I did a big piece on Real Clear Politics last week. You can find me all over the place. And trust me, I need your support. There you go. Congressman, I just want to ask you about the fallout, the blowback, the Kavanaugh effect, if you will. A lot of people criticizing the Republicans for, you know, not being kind enough or polite enough or whatever to the Me Too movement and so on and so forth. I don't think that's a fair way to look at these things. But clearly, around the country, the Kavanaugh effect is helping Republicans, it appears. What do you make of it?
Well, the question is how long that will go on. People's attention turn. But that was a seminal moment, that's for certain. And for anyone to say the Republicans didn't treat the Me Too movement, or more importantly and specifically, Dr. Ford, with respect and compassion, they weren't looking at the actual hearings that went on there. The bottom line was, were we going to continue our normal practice of presuming innocence until proven guilty? And that was the question, and I think America's people have resounded with that and saying, you know, that's right. That's the way it ought to be. We'll see what goes on from there. Steve, I've said a number of times on your show as well that in the end, generally speaking, America's citizens and voters do the right thing. Sometimes they make a mistake and then go back and fix it. This time, I hope that's not the case, because a lost decade that we had here in Michigan has been changed and turned around by this present administration that's there. I had a good conversation with Governor Snyder yesterday, applauded him for what he did, didn't agree with everything. He didn't agree with everything I've done either, but what has resulted has been good for Michigan. Will we turn it back now and go back to the Granholm days? I don't think so. The same in Washington. I talked with two groups, a business group last night and a service club the day before, and I asked the question, are you tired of winning? Harkening back to candidate Trump saying, you're going to get tired of winning. Well, they all responded to that with smiles on their faces and a bit of chuckles, saying, no, we're not tired of winning. It's happening in the United States, and I think the elections ultimately in the end will turn upon the fact that we're better off now than we were just 2 years ago.
I think that's true, and I just went through a list of about 50 different things. I didn't really count. About 50 different things that have been accomplished since this president took office. You know, here's the funny thing to me, Congressman. Donald Trump, like him, hate him, somewhere in the middle. If you're a conservative, you have to admit, because there's no other way about it, this president, in less than 2 years, has done more to advance the cause of conservatism in America than any president in my lifetime, including Ronald Reagan, who I revere, who a lot of us revere. But Donald Trump, by rolling back regulations and taxes and two very conservative justices to the Supreme Court and a whole list of other things I could go on about, has done more to advance conservatism in America than anyone, period. Say what you will, but that is the fact, isn't it?
That is the fact. You can't debate that. And I think it's because of the policy. The same policies, Reagan and Trump. One was very astute, clear-cut, organized, had a genteel ability about him, could win people over. The other guy is rough. He's rough and tumble. That's where he's come from. But the policies are the same, and the results are proving to be the same as well, that America and American ideals are moving us forward and providing success at all levels and strata of our society, but also impacting the world in ways very similar, making it a safer place, a stronger place, and the fact that America is looked to for its leadership now as opposed to any other country.
Yeah, and I agree with that. So I'm looking through the Real Clear Politics a lot, and I went through last night race by race of the 35 races or so that they say are toss-up races that will determine, right, who controls Congress. But as you look at them, I only find about 14 that are going to flip Democrat. So they're going to come up short at this point. The blue wave just isn't there. They'll come up short of taking control. Nancy Pelosi will not become Speaker. I don't know who will for the Republicans, but if the Republicans hang on, and it looks at this point, if the election were today, the Democrats would not take over the House. They would lose two or three more seats, at least in the Senate. I think four. And so at what point do the Democrats realize your message isn't working? Just doubling down on attacking Trump and attacking his voters and insulting people that don't agree with you, that's not a workable winning message. You actually have to have an argument that persuades people to vote for your candidates. And I'm not seeing it.
Steve, that's very astute because they don't have that message. They haven't cared about that message. They thought that the message of attack, attack, attack would work. That's all they've had. While we had a better way proposal for the past 4 years that now has produced a better off agenda, they have not had it. They're talking about things that will divide people. They're pushing on the Medicare issue that isn't there. They're saying that we've done away and want to do away with pre-existing condition coverage. That's absolutely false, and you just have to read the bills that we put forward to see that's not the case. And I think the American people are starting to wake up to that.
It seems like it.
There is no there.
Yeah. One last quick question. If for the sake of argument, the Republicans end up on the short end of the deal, we've heard from people it'll be the busiest lame duck of all time. We got about 20 seconds. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it will be. We have to get the Tax Cut 2.0 finished. We passed it in the House. The Senate will have that opportunity to vote on it when they come back. We have some budget areas, the 25% that's left to complete. Those type of things can move forward, and I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, I've said all along that I believe the House will lose, the Republicans will lose 12 to 15 seats. I think it's looking at that like that right now. Hopefully it'll be less.
There you go. We'll see what happens. Congressman Tim Walberg, 3.5 weeks now until Election Day. We'll talk again next week. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.